הרי שלקרוא די מרכב דכסיב ב... כל הרי שלקרוא די מרכב דכסיב ביתמו ולכסיב בקיבוס גודל שמה דוורת שאו ידר שני ספרוס סוף קוס, זה פשוט לשאול מקרו איזה סי So, בכל הנגיד, בכל אשר יהיה סחטוף, anyone who touches the מרכב לזהב, יהיה יתמד הערב. So, the odom and the kelim who touch the מרכב לזהב become tomei. But the odom who touches, he becomes tomei. The בגודים וחיבורים do not become tomei. They do not become tomei. But then there is a drושה. בכל הנגיד, בכל אשר יהיה סחטוף, יתמו, יתמד הערב, והניסי, הניסו, also יתמו. And not עד הערב. But also יתמו. So, the ניסו is also יתמו. ואני סו חוסר לבוב, כל הרי יש לקרוא, דימי הקדוסי ביתמו, ולכסים בקיבוס גודל. ואורי כאומר, ואני הגיע במי הקדוס עזוב יתמו, וכן אני סי דניאל יני של זוב, נוט ויעקוס ומיתום של אחוב. דל כוחו, ואני סו הרי יש לקרוא כל, ולא יעשה איפה, דוקסיב איסון. So, we do not, so ואני סו, it relates to what is mentioned in the beginning of the פוסיק. כל הרגיל לך שיהיה סחטוב יתמו, ואני סי יתמו. And the איסון does not have reference to the ניסו. But the Aesom is reference to the Naisei. To the Naisei. Vanisa Reishi Koko Eloi Asei Vedoksiva Aesom. Vigam Aniso Shaiach Aesom. Elo Aeso Koem Amai Dikrinon Naisei. Vamaseres. Vamaseres of Niso. Koya Reishi Niko. Uporich Eimed Nitke Mitumech Mure Litami Odom Litami Bgodim. Avo Odom Oib Godim. Litami Tmoy Merkev. Umishano Ediyit Motumi Kalemashma. Da Naisei Somuch Lenegeya. Bimerkav Umbeget Shenoga Bimerkav. Loi Mitami Eloich Leomashma. ומי הוא יש לי אשב גיוס הראשינו? ומי הוא יש לי אשב גיוס הראשינו? גיוס הראשינו דף רשס גיוס היה. דידוריש מתחתו ואף על גב דקרו איירה במרכב. So how can we darshan from תחתו that it is referenced to initial זהב? מכל מוקים תיבו די תחתו ואיירה במרכב. אלו בתחתו. So that words, אין לך נעמי, the פשוטי של מיקרו has referenced to מרכב של זהב. That everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. But this word of Tachtov does not have reference to Al Yidei Droshe. It has reference to El Yenish Ozav. How do we know? So El B'Tachtov, Domev Zeskenim, Umayisela B'Pirik Pchol Me'arvi, Ho'ukev Tomei Meshev, V'atofus Tomei Merkev. In other words, the ukev, so on which the person sits, the ukev and the chameya, upon which the person sits, so that's Tomei Meshev. But the tof is that stick, that wooden thing, that the person who rides on the donkey, he holds on to, so that Tomi Merkav Alme Mashe Tachtov Loikre Merkav. So Mashe Tachtov Loikre Merkav. So we see that the Tofus is not even Tachtov, and that is called Merkav. So Memele, that means the Tachtov does not have reference to Merkav Elomesha Ulohi Komar the high Tachtov Bimai Ayre I Bimishkav Mashe Yiga Bimishkovinav ובמוצר למפרח, ובמשקף כסיף כיבוס גודל. So that's the question that he says, as the beginning. So he says, אין לך נעמי. ואוכל לכסיף, אבל עדיף אין לי פה. אין נעמי משום אוכל לכסיף, כיבוס גודל, משום דייק הקרוב במרכב כסיף, לא בואי כיבוס גודל. ומפורש, אלא שעזוב תחתו. דהיין אל יני של זו. זה לא ימיתם אלא איך למשקים. ותומאס, but then the question arose against רשס פשט. Here. So how can the Torah say, יתמד הערב? The answer is, יתמד הערב is reference to the Pshulich on Mikro. That is reference to מרכב, not the Yeni Shalzah. ויתו מסרב דכסיב לקרוא משמרכב דמרכב מטעמי אודום אוי בגודים ויקור השפיה מהי טיימה so he says מטעמי אודום אוי בגודים because even the מרכב is not מטעמי אודום מטעמי גודם וחיבורים because that we see because the Torah does says you have his גודם only in connection when he says but in connection with נגיה and the מרכב the Torah just says יתפד הערב ויקור השפיה מהי טיימה ואני סוקסי דמיתחתוב now so this you see so now that Rashi the Tesis is explaining Rashi's girse. So it's a third girse, you see. Because Rashi's girse is that we are not geiris. Vanese vinisoksi. That Rashi strikes out altogether. Vanese, that's in parentheses. So Rashi strikes it out completely. Then Rashi in the tshuve, so he is geiris, vanese vinisoksi. But he's not geiris the first part. My tachtov ilim tachtov misha sheigam mishkovinav. So that is not geiris. Mashenkin teisle, so he accepts both things. In other words, the way it appears in our text, including the words that are mentioned in parentheses. So in other words, teisle says that we can accept the geirse that is in our text. Eliyeh shalzav v'nolam dichziv v'chol anigeh v'chol shiyeh tachto v'hitmo. Ma yisachto v'ilem yisachto v'zov v'shibisha shiyeh mishko v'yid nafki. El anigeh v'chol shiyeh azov tachto. U'mayni u'eliyeh shalzav. So far it's like Russia's Gilsea. But Russia strikes out the words in the parentheses, and Taser says we don't have to strike out the words in parentheses. Vanisi nama yitmo, umay niu niso, my time vaniso ksiv. So the great question arises, how can we be Geras both? Because if we are Geras the first part, so we learn out from Tachto that the Elieni shall zav is mitame. So why do we have to resort to the fact that it's niso y choser? It's niso y choser. So Taser explains that we have to resort to both. We go with Shapi here, my time ever needs to exceed. The mitacht of Kenya met Pinoy and Shazab, where you obeyed him to my Milibain. Ella met Minoy be Merka. And you Merka. So even though Taser mentioned the Gemara in Erev, that we see that Gemara in Erev, so the Gemara says, who kept Tommy Meshev, what of was Tommy Merkev? So we see from that Gemara that Merkev consists of something upon which the person doesn't even sit. Tofus means that's the stick that the rider holds onto. So from that Gemara in Erev we can only see that even something upon which a person doesn't lie, doesn't sit, can also be called Merkev. Anything that enables a person to write. So the thing upon which the person sits enables the person to write. And the thing that a person holds onto also enables a person to write. So both can be called merkav. So all we see from the Gemara in Erev is that the tofus, the stick that the writer holds onto is also a merkav, because it enables the person to write. But the thing upon which the person sits as he writes can certainly be called merkav. So Mimele, if we didn't have the droshe of anisoksi, so on the basis of sachtov, we couldn't So he says, "We love my time when he says the mitachto great love the kminim beli nishal zav. Do you bade him to me milibenu? Ela have a kminim lebi merka. We love my mitachto. So minei say we have a kminim lebi to mekale. Deichli no mashkin. Binei say kim dichsi be kibes varim. Baba mine di not kili tami odo moib godi. So if not for tachto, so then I would say that the nituk is that there shouldn't be tume bechibure. Litami odo moib godi. But so just litami odo moib godi. But not such a nituk that it's only a rish. Komash mon tachtov daire belini shel zav v'nichtav gabi merkav dileke kibus godi. And still there is a nituk. So mimele, so there must be a further nituk. So what is the further nituk? Uchsi beyitmo dimashva tumekale. So it means even a lesser degree of tume than the tume of merkav. And so you couldn't say that the nituk consists that there is no tume b'chiburin, because merkav does not involve tume b'chiburin either. So he, there is a further need to. So what is it? That it's only mitame ich lamash. Veid al kocho garsinon van nisoksi. Diyo ed ashino el yini shal zav umetachto. Hiche po yichim nitki mitu mechmure. Hiche ksivi tu mechmure dekoma nitki. But that we pointed out, that Rashi explains it. The fact that the Torah interposed the term yitmo between the first level of the posik and the second level of the posik indicates that there is a need to. There is a need to. All right, now. So we have three Gersois in the Gemara. We have Rashi's Gersa here, and we have Rashi's Gersa in the Tshuva, and then Tesves, at the end, says that we can accept the Gersa that is now text. But even that which is mentioned in parentheses. Alright. So, Vanisoksi, so Tesves says, Chosavo, Teime, the Masere Sumole, but in the Masere, so there is a Vov after the Nun, Miu Metinu Sha Masere Suchelik, Uchelik Alashas. Misach Shabbos gabne meilu ma'avirom ksiv uv mikroi shalonu ksiv ma'avirom ol. Now, in Gemara in Shabbos daf nun hei, so Rabbi Kveiger gives a whole list of all kinds of variances. And Rabbi Kveiger was a boki. He had all of Shas and all the Midrashim on the tips of his finger, so he just could mention all of them. There is a very long Rabbi Kveiger. Now here, I want to explain this according to the Gersa of Nisa. So that's according to that Gersa, I mean there is a variance between the Masere and the Gemara. So there the Gemara in Shabbos, in discussing Chofni u'Pinchos, the two sons of Eli, who are not Nate Hagen. So the Gemara says, Maviram Ksiv in Shmuel. In Shmuel. So, Omar Avnachem va Ksiv Mavirim, there is a Yud, Omar Avune Breda Rav Yishuel, Maviram Ksiv. Without a Yud, after the Reish. In Shmuel, in connection with Chofni Pinchas. So Teisve says, Hasha Shalom Uchelik Al Zvorim Shalom. Shekosu Vohem, Mavirim. Here the Gemara says Mavirom in Shmuel. There is no Yud after the Reish, and there is no Yud. But in our Svarim, so it says Mavirim. There is a Yud. All right. So Tezis points out one variance between our Masere and the Gemara, and that is in respect to Levi, not in respect to the Torah. So Rabbi Gamliel has the Dinin Hashas. Here, as always, he says, "V'chei motzinu b'nidei." By the way, "Daf lamed gimu amudalet teisus dibor amaschel v'amaisik shekosu damasir shalonu mechulik imashas." So, in other words, so this is not the only variance that we find. We have another variance. All right, but this is following in a certain machlekes l'shenim, because Rashi in our Gemara is not gerei sanisaksi. So, according to Rashi's pshat here, there is no variance. But then Rabbi Gleiger mentions other things. Alright. Uvimigile daf chav beis on the dalet, because what Teis says, the vayichal who beis psuki, somuch li parashe shalifonu, vichein vinkrafte, uviseifa shalonu, vayichal on dalet psuki, mea parashe, vichein vinkrafte, gimu psuki. But this is something else, that's a different kind of a variance. You see, Teisves in Megillah says that Vaychal begins, the posik of Vaychal Meshe begins two psukim after the beginning of a parsha. And in our Masere, so Vaychal begins four psukim after the beginning of a parsha. Now, the parsha begins with Vaydaber Adishem al Meshe Lech Reit Kishir Samcho, Asher Alei Som Eretz Mitzrayim. That's posik Zayin. Then we have the posik Ches, Sor Mayer Ma'aderech. Then we have posik Tes, Vayim Adishem al Meshe. And then we have posik Yud, Va'ata Amichali. And then is posik Yudale Vaychal, Meshe Sni Adishem al Kov. So in other words, so we see that in our Masere, Vaychal, that's the Kriya and the time is, so that begins four psukim after the beginning of the parsha. And Teisa says in Megillah that it begins two psukim after the beginning of the parsha. So there is a variance between our Masere and Teisa. That does not represent a variance between the Gemara and the Masere, but a variance between Teisa and the Masere. Then Rav Kriga mentions another variance again between Teisa and our Masere, because Teisa, in the same Teisa in Megillah, so Teisa says in Parsha Pinchos, it's very important to know these things. I'll tell you why. At one time, so I was in a certain place, and there were a few self-crowned scholars, you know, and there were a few rabbonim. I mean, real omnim, but they didn't know these things, the psukim, I mean, these things. And then one who was a professor in the seminary, so he started to mention that Rabbi Kivegel himself says, I mean, there are changes, this, that, I mean, between the Gemara and our Masere. And then the one who was a Tam Trochem, a real Tam Trochem, but he didn't know this Rabbi Kivegel, you see. He didn't know. So he contradicted him. And then he contradicted him. So I felt very embarrassed, because I didn't want to, you know, to say that the professor in the seminary is right. I mean, that Rabbi Kivegel says, he contradicted him, so it was... It is was a bizoy natira, so you know, sometimes one can be a real amdi, but he doesn't know these things. And then there is someone who is namoret gomor, who doesn't know anything, but he just knows this Rabbi Gleiga, you see, because that he knows. Anything, I mean, that could be used as propaganda for apicosis. So that he knows. So if Ibentoro doesn't know these things, sometimes an apicaris, you know, can impress the ignorant people that he is the London and the Bentoro is not a London, you see. So it's very important to know these things, so that no apicaris could think that he was Natseach, you see, the Rabon. Now, Thesis also, the same Thesis in Megillah. So he said, now, the Kriye Achalameyat Pesach. So we start Achalameyat Pesach, we start the Krafter, Ishayol Adishem. The Krafter. So Thesis says the two things. That there is a loche that you cannot start two psukim from the beginning of the parasha. It must be three psukim from the beginning, either beginning of the parasha or three psukim from the beginning of the parasha. So Teisa says there are certain exceptions. Where are the exceptions? So Teisa's Midua says here are the exceptions. Vaichal. So Vaichal we start about three, starts reading two psukim after the beginning of the parasha, and we craft them and Chalameyet, we start reading two psukim after the beginning of the parasha. So Rabbi Kiviga points out there is a variance between Teisves and our Maseret, because in regard to Vaichal, so according to our Maseret, so it's Vaichal is four psukim after the beginning of the parasha, and in regard to Vikraftem, so it's two psukim, so it's three psukim. Vachidish Orishen is posik Tezayin, then Vachamishos Oyim Vachidish Azeh is posik Yudzayin, and Vayim Orishen posik Tres, and then posik Yutes is Vikraft. So this represents a variance not between the Gemore and the Maseret, but between Teisves and Olai, that shouldn't bother us so much, you see. All right. Then he says, "Uvimkuled afkal beis, kosu teisiv vaychal, uveis psukim somach leparsha shalufano. V'chein v'ikraften, uvisivatir shalonu vaychal udalet psukim aparsha. V'chein v'ikraften gimul psukim." Then he says, "Uvipsochim b'teisves, kosu shalitochen sheyemiz mir beis psukim. V'ilu bisvorim shalonu miz mir kufyudzayin uveis psukim." Again, it's a variance between teisves and our masire. And our masire in ivim uksuvim. Ay marsho uvisanedran dafa. Dalet om dalet, pirshe rashe de bikifsa de yochi ksif karni smole, uvisifatira shalonu ksif choser. So here we have, in the Torah itself, a variance. But again, the variance is between rashe and the maser, not between the gemara. Uvidav dalet om dalet, kosef rashe de miparshe voye kiriacho, ksif liti tofeis choser. No vol, after the fei. Uviparshe voye nshemeya ksif mole, uvisifatira shalonu, gam biparshe voye kiriacho ksif mole. Ksif mole. So again, there is a variance between Rashi and the Maser, not between the Gemara and the Maser. Uvidaf Chof, Omdalev, in Sanhedrin, Ksiv Lehachris, Ukri Lehavris. Now that's not in the Torah. That's in Melach. So it says, the Ksiv is Lehachris, and the Kri is Lehavris. Uvisvorim Shalonu, Aksiv Lehavris. So here we do have a variance, you see. He gives a whole list of it here. But this is the first one variance between the Shas and the Masere is Nisoksiv, but that's only according to one Gersay, and then there is a variance according to all Gersays, but not in the Torah, but in V, in the Lord. And then Uro Basre, Oichom, Dafkuv Gimu, Vayachtale, Vayetale Miboyale, Uvif Svorim Shalonu Ksi Vayeta. So there is a variance between Chazal and the Masere, but not in the Torah, in the Nevi. Uvibasra daftes halipreis b'sin, uvisvorim shalonu ksiv b'sin. But that's again not in the Torah. And then, now then when he mentions his Galah, there's something else. Then he says, uviyoshalme shei viteisves b'ksuves davzayen makeles bohuch elikim choser, uvisvorim shalonu ksiv mole. So that variance is between the Torah itself and Chazal. But that's not the Torah itself. I mean, between Chazal and our Masere, but not in the Torah itself. Nevi Muksuvi. Now then, Rabbi Yehuda mentions, Uvirashe Birchumesh Parshe Trumo, Veskola Shatzev, Atzave, Uvov Yisere, Ufoneinu Ksiv, Ez Biloivo. So there is a variance between Rashi and our Masere, in the Torah. But between Rashi, not between Chazal. Uvim Ramsho, Uvim Etrash Rabbe, Shir Ashirim, bi posik erzlonu shualim shualim oma rabbi rechye kadmoye mole tiyone choser uv maseira inokei ala tavaye choser. So again a variance, but in vim ksuvim, not in the Torah. Uv ibroches tav zainen veis visvorim shalonu bidivra yomim livaleise. Again a variance in ksuvim, in vim ksuvim, not in the Torah. So then and he has a few others in vim ksuvim. So how many variances between our Maseira and Chazal in the Torah itself do we find? So just one, and that one is Torah in two Gersois. It's Torah in two Gersois. So I pointed out to that scholar. So I pointed out that there is no variance between Chazal and our Maseira. Only in according to one Gersus Rishayim there is a variance. In the Torah. In the Vim we have a few, that's true. In Ksuvim we have. But in the Torah itself, except according to the Gersus, of Amin of Tesis, Amin Nisoksi, so that's the only variance between our Maseira and Chazal in the Torah itself. That's the only variance. And that is Torah in two Gersois. Of course, we have in regard to Potsua Dako, whether it's the Aleph and the Hay, so we have two Maseiras, the Maseira of the Sfardim and the Maseira of the Ashkenazim in the Torah itself. But that's not a variance between Chazal and our Maseira. That's a variance between two Maseiras, the Maseira of the Ashkenazim and the Maseira of the Sfardim. Now, it's very important to know all these things because of Masha Toshev, you see. Otherwise, you know, he'll say all kinds of things and Elam Gelam will think, I mean, that he's mentioning the truth. Alright. Anyway, now, so I would like to explain this variance in the Torah itself, between the Chazal and our Maseir in the Torah, according to that Gersi. We have no other variance between Chazal and the Maseira in the Torah itself, except this. And this is Torah in the two Gersois. The two Gersois. Because all the other things that the Rav Griga mentions are variances between Teisves and Rashi on one end and Al Maseira. Not between Chazal and Al Maseira in the Torah. Between Chazal and Al Maseira in Vim Ksuvim, that we do find. But between Chazal and Al Maseira in the Torah, in Chamisha Chumshe Torah, we find only once. And that's Torah in the two Gersois. Now, there is a Gemara in Dush. Gemara in Dushin Daf Lamed says, "Lifichoch nikro rishenim seifrim, shehu yaseifrim kol yisoyish o kol aisi yeshe beteiro, shehu yaimrim vov digochein chetzien shal aisi yeshe oyesteiro. Dorish dor ashmeishe chetzien shal teivis, vizgalach shal psuki. So boi rav yeise, vov digochein mahaigise o mahaigise, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Omalei, neise sevateira vinninu. Neise sevateira vinninu. Milo yom arabe bachon eli zozem mishom. It's a very strange Gemara. So in other words, so if Anan Lipkin is Bichseres V'Yiseres, so then some Mele we are not Yetze, I mean, so no one can be Yetze with Ksivas V'Torah. I know that. But it's still strange, even though the Mechaschinach said it. And even greater gdelim than the Mechaschinach said it, the Shagasaliyah said it. But it's still strange. So in other words, the Shagasaliyah mentions that. The Shagasaliyah mentions that as a limud zchus, why so many good Jews are not zoyer in the mitzvah of Ato Kisvilo es Hashir Aziz. Alright, I mean, it bothered the Shagasaliyah, but because in the time of the Shagasaliyah, so all the good Jews were Zoya and everything, except in this, so maybe it bothered him. But today, unfortunately, there are so many good Jews who are Mizalzel in so many things, so it doesn't bother me. I mean, so there are many other things. There are many other things that that good Jews who consider themselves tzaddikim and everybody else considers them as tzaddikim, and still they are mizalzel in many things. So mainly, it doesn't present such a difficulty.
The Mechaz Chinuch says that
I know the Mechaz Chinuch, I know that there is something else, there is even Ramo. I mean, that tends to indicate that way. I know, but it's very strange. So in other words, so that means that we are not Boki Bechseres V'Yiseres. We are not Boki Bechseres V'Yiseres. Now, I heard from my father, Pshat, which by itself is not complete. But I think that this is probably what my father had in mind, I mean, even though I didn't hear it from him. So he mentioned... So he says, That was Munach in the Or. And then it was Nignes. So we understand, of course, I mean, what could be more accurate than the Sefer Azor? So when a Melech has two mitzvahs. First of all, like every Jew, Kisvilchem Lashir Azeitz, and then he has to write an extra Sefer Torah as a Melech. So the Sefer Torah, the extra Sefer Torah as a Melech, has to be Muge from the Sefer Azor. But what does it mean, Umagim Sefer Azor al Pibez Nishashim Lech? What does it mean? Doesn't even make sense. I'll be best, I'll see you back. But actually... What it means, we come to Valiso, Lakina Shiva Yom. So Magi Misifa Azor means that when the Melech writes the excess of a Torah, whether he writes it or he appoints a shliach, a sefer, to write it. So when he writes, so he has to have the Sefer Azor before him and to copy from the Sefer Azor. But what does it mean? Al pibez nishal shivim ve'echad. What does it mean? That all the Ayin Aleph have to stand there when he copies from the Sefer Azor? What does it mean? Al pibez nishal shivim ve'echad. So my father said as follows. Now, there is... Meishe kibul teiro misina im soro le Yeshua. So that's the Maseir of Chazal. That's the Maseir of Chazal. I mean, who are involved in that Maseir? Not every Jew, just the Chachachle Yisrael, from Meishe Rabbeinu till Marba Ravashi. But then, there is another Maseir. Shalom Vichov Yagetchos, Kinech Vim Loch, he mentioned that in the name of Abisid Be'ah, the Bisalevi, when the Bala Trilles came out with his Trilles, so he sent his Sefer, so he sent the Sefer to Rabbi Sefer, to Rabbi Salevi, and then and Rabbi Salevi didn't answer it. And then he met Rabbi Salevi in a certain place, so he said, Priskarov, what is it? I sent you the Sefer, you don't answer me. So Rabbi Salevi told him he didn't answer him because he doesn't approve of the Trilles. So he said, but he has rayas, he has all kinds of rayas, I mean, he has all kinds of rayas. So the Bisalevi told him that in the whole, all the Dina Torah are based upon certain milidalmas. For example, chometz, what is chometz? Only the five mini. What's the five mini? Chito, seiro, kusmin, She bail a shoe all. She bail. So, 5 minutes. All right. But the question is, what is chito? So we say chito is that which is called in English, wheat, in Yiddish, weitz. And tzeirim is what is called barley in English, gerst. So the Bisalevi said, how do we know that chito is weitz and tzeirim is barley? Maybe just the other way around? How do we know? Can you show it in the Gemara? You can show it in the Gemara. The answer is, that's what I hear. Everybody tells me. Who tells me? My father tells me, my mother tells me. So it's another Maseret. And that's the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Ger, when he came to Hillel and he said, Shebichsav ani mamin, but shebal pe ini mamin. So Hillel taught him and he showed him the olive base. And then he showed him olive base, and then after he learned olive base, so he asked him, he tested it. So he said, what is an olive? So he showed, this is an aloe. What is the base? This is the base. So he asked him, how do you know that this is an aloe, this is the base? So he said, because that's Mikubu. So the Ger had enough intelligence. So Hillel told him, I mean, so you have to understand that this is Mikubu. In other words, what Hillel was telling him, that Torah is based upon two Maseres. One Masere is a Masere of Meshi Kibbutir Misinayim Sorali Yeshua. That is Moshe to Chachmi Yisrael. That is Moshe Chachmi Yisrael. You can't ask the Stam Jews for an opinion. Only Chachmi Yisrael. Masha'in came. There is not. But the Dini HaTorah are based upon certain Mildalmes. Chometz is the 5 minute. But what is Chometz? What is Chito? So that cannot be determined through the Maseir of Meshe Kibbutir Misina Yim Sorali Yeshua. You can't find it in the Gemara. So that is to be determined by the Maseir of Shalavicho V'Yageitchos Kinecho V'Yemulach. So all Jews are the same Yachson. One's father is a again againin. And the other one's father is a plain Jew, doesn't know anything. But as far as the Masere, what is Chito is concerned, so he has the same rights as the Gein Hagein, you see. So he says, now Treles, there is a mitzvah of taking Treles. Now the question is, what is Treles? So as long as we had the Masere, so then we knew. We just had to ask our fathers, our mothers, what is Treles? Now, it got lost. We don't know what Cheles is. We don't know what the Dam Chalozin is. So you are trying to prove, through Latin and all kinds of things, what Cheles is. So all these proofs are not effective in determining the subject matter of the Natera, the Miladalme of the Natera. Only Maseira of Shalavicho V'Yagit Roskinecho V'Yemuloch. So in other words, now, what is Chito and what is Cheles? What is Dam Chalozin? That's a Miladalme of the Natora. That's not the Natora. That is determined through the Masera of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, Skinecho V'Yemuloch, not through the Masera of Meshe Kibbutir Misinai, Sorel Yeshua. So any Jew is the same Yachsen as Rabashi himself, as far as the Masera of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, Skinecho V'Yemuloch is concerned. He's the same Yachsen. So Dine Atero are determined through the Masera of Meshe Kibbutir Misinai, Sorel Yeshua. But the Miladalme of the Nato, the subject matter of the Nato, what is Chilozin, what is Chito, what is Seiroi, what is Eres, so that's the Miladalme of the Nato. So that is determined to Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, Skinecho V'Yemuloch, not to anything else. How about the Masere of the Atheist of the Torah? What is that Mosu to? Is that Mosu to the Masere of Meshe Kibbutir Misinai Yimsor Yeshua? Or it's Mosu to the Masere of Shalavicho V'Yagit Roskinecho V'Yemuloch? So that comes within both categories. Because whether a certain word in the Torah is in Mori or in Choseh, whether there is a Vov after the Nun in Eisei, or there is no Vov, that in itself is Gufetero. Like anything else. So Memele, so the Masere, the easiest of the Torah, everything, the Tagim, all the easiest of the Torah, so are an essential part of the Torah itself. So whether a certain word is a Moli or a Choseh, is itself part and parcel of the Dina Torah. And as part and parcel of the Dina Torah, it comes within the category of Dina Torah, and it's more so to the Masere of Meshe Kibbutir Misinai Sorel Yeshua. But the easiest of the Torah, that is Ligora, than the Miladalme of the Nato. Now we have to know what Chito is. Is Chito what is called in English wheat, or Chito is what is called in English rice? So we say The trito is what is called in English wheat, not what is called in English rice. How do we know? That we know through the Masere of Shalavich of Yagitros. We are mikabel like that from our fathers, from our mothers, from our grandfathers and grandmothers. David Davis, we are mikabel like that. So the atheists of the Torah, Choser or Yeser, besides being contained in the category of the Dinei HaTorah, and mainly they are mosur to the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua, so they are also mosur to the Masere of Shalavich of Yagitro, Skenach of Yimloch. Now, whenever a Sefer writes a Torah today, so how does he write it? On the basis of the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua? We have no Masere. Do we have a Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua? If we had a Sefer Torah of Mar Barav Ashe in our possession, all right? So the Rambam had in his possession the Sefer Torah of Benosha. All right? This was a big yichas. The Sefer Torah of Benosha. But Benosha was many years after Mar Barav Ashe. So no Sefer has a Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua in regard to Chseres V'Chseres. So what Masere do Sofrim have? Only the Masere. That they are mikabel from their fathers and from their grandfathers. That's the way Sofrim wrote Sefer Torah in the course of all the years. So that's the Masere of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, Skinecho V'Yimroch. So that means that the Sefer Torah of a Hediot is written in accordance with the Masere of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, Skinecho V'Yimroch. So what one could assume, the extra Sefer Torah that in Melech writes, so also can be written in accordance with the Masere of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, Skinecho V'Yimroch. So this is what the Rambam says, no. The Melech, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of writing an extra Sefer Torah, that has to be written in accordance with the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai. So he says, Umagiri Misifra Azor, who are the Chachmei Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai in Sol Yeshua? The Bez Nagodl. As long as there was a Bez Nagodl, so it was Bez Nagodl, they were the Amud Torah Sheval Peh. Then, after that, so there were Chachmei Kabbalah even after the Chumash HaMikdash. So, Magi Misefer HaZoreh Al Pi Bezdin Shel Shivim Echad. So, my father said that when he said, Omalei, because he says, Loma Nikhu Seifrim, Sheyo Seifrim Kol Eisi Shebateo. So, that is mentioned, who was called Seifrim. So, that is in the time of the Nevi'im. They were called Seifrim. So, why were they called Seifrim? Because they said, Vov Digochen, is Chetzunei Shel Shebateo. So, the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yisfes, Mahaygisim. So he said, Omar and Isatero knew, Miloyomer Abba Bachonel is also Mishamachi Visatero Monu. Omar Inot Kiyu Bechteres Visayres. And now Lloyd Kino. So that stands to indicate as if the Chazal felt that they really don't know what, if Chasvisholem, I mean as if Chasvisholem, the Chazal had a Sreik, had a Sophic, whether it is the way our Masayra says. Chasvisholem, we cannot say that. So my father said, the pshat is, he was saying about the Sofrim, Shoyom Meinim Oisi Yeshebateiro. So when the Sofrim were Meinim Oisi Yeshebateiro, they said that in accordance with the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua, because they had access to the Sefer HaZoreh Shekos of Meshe. So Mimele, when they said a certain fact, certain figures, Chetzen Shalish L'Tere, it was on the basis of the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Umsor LeYeshua. So now you ask me, now we don't know whether Mahaygise. So you ask me to determine that on the basis of the Masere of counting. So what will that tell us? The Masere of Shalavich of Yagitro. So we are not booking the Masere of the ACS Atere in the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua. We can only become Boki in the Masere of the Sefer Torah of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho, not in the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua. But the question is, I mean, obviously there couldn't be a discrepancy between the two Maseres. So both Maseres are true. So why couldn't this be used as a good criterion of finding out what was the Masere, what was determined by the Masere of Meshe Kibbutinu Misinai Imsor LeYeshua? So there is one possible explanation. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we pass like that, even though there is one Mandoma who said Nishtane HaKsav Melom, but we don't pass like that. We pass that the Ksav was Nishtane. So that means that until Ezra, so all the Sefateras were written b'ksav livnoi. And now from Ezra on, so the Sefateras are written b'ksav ashuris. The Sefateras are written b'ksav ashuris. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns it out from the Pasuk. So al pidin, it had to be nishtan. Now, the Ritva in Megillah says that the halacha was that until Ezra, the halacha is that after Ezra, we cannot even write this Sefator in Ksav Livnoi. Let's say, suppose someone will write this Sefator today, Ksav Livnoi. You can find it in the alphabet of the Ksav Livnoi, in the encyclopedia, you can find it. So, suppose someone, they say, they will write the Sefator in Ksav Livnoi, not in Ksav Ashuris. He will not be the kind of mitzvah of Ksav Sefator. Because that's the halacha, that from Ezra on, so it has to be, it's nitinly kosiv only in Ksav Ashuris. That's the exact kosiv. It cannot be written in Ksav Livnoi anymore. But prior to Ezra, the Ritva says, it could be written, Sefator could be written in both Ksavim. It could be written in Ksav Livnoi, and it could be written in Ksav Ashuris. Now, there is a discussion among the Rishonim. The Ksav Azorah, Sefer Azorah Shekosaf Meishe, in what Ksav was it written? There is a machlokes Rishonim on that. Was the Sefer Azorah Shekosaf Meishe written in Ksav Livnoi, or it was written with Ksav Ashuris? But anyway, the Ritva says that Ksav Livnoi is not written to be written now, after Ezra. But Ksav Ashuris was written to be written, could have been used even before Ezra. So Memele, since it's different Ksavim, so it's possible that there might be a variance in respect to a few Chseres or Yeseres. I mean, how do we know the purpose of the Chosar and the Yeser? How do we know? I mean, maybe a certain Chosar and a certain Yeser has to do with the Tzura source, because the Vov has a certain Tzura. So that's why there has to be a superfluous Vov. How do we know? What's the purpose? Of course, Chseres and Yeseres have a purpose. Otherwise, it wouldn't appear the Chseres and Yeseres. So it's very likely that since the Torah was written at the very outset in Tuksovim. In Tuksovim, because the Ritva says that even prior to Ezra, it was written to be written in both Ksovim, Ksav Livnoi and Ksav Ashuris. So maybe the Masere of Chseres v'Yeseres in Ksav Livnoi is not the identical Masere of the Chseres v'Yeseres of Ksav Ashuris. So when the Gemara said, Inu Pkir v'Chseres v'Yeseres anam v'Pkinen, so the Pshat could be, we have to determine when the Sefri. They were in the time when most of the Torahs were written in Ksav Livnoi. So when they counted up the number of Asias, so it was on the basis of the Masere in Ksav Livnoi. Now we also have a Masere. But what kind of a Masere do we have? We don't have a Masere of Meshe Kibbutim Misina Yisrael and Yeshua. We only have a Masere of Shalavicho V'Yagetro. So we only have a Masere of Shalavicho V'Yagetro in regard to Ksav Ashuris. Because suffering wrote Sivatoris in every generation. There were many suffering wrote and who guarded every os and every tag, I mean, and who studied them day and night. So because of that, we are able to preserve a Masere of Shalavicho V'Yagetro in the Ksav Ashuris. But who has a Masere of Ksav Livnoi? So Mimele, by counting up the old Asias, so of course, whatever is in today's Masere was in the Masere in those days too. Because the Knesset Yisrael guarded very carefully the Masere of the Torah Shebichsav. You see, I mean, that we don't find, in respect to the Torah Shebichsav, more than one variance between the Masere of Chazal and our Masere. Isn't it remarkable? And even that one variance is only according to one Gersen, and according to the other Gersen. I mean, that in itself is the best medium of proof how the Masere of the Torah Shebichsav was guarded. I mean, there are so many thousands of Asias, and we don't find more than one variance in the course of thousands of years. We don't find more than one variance. And that one variance, according to one Gersen, has to be explained to. Because there shouldn't be even one variance. So I think that the reason as to why there is one variance is because when the Gemara says that Nisoksiv, so apparently the Gemara had a Kabbalah, that Nisoksiv. So that Kabbalah had reference to the Masera of the Ksav Livnoi. And since the Torah is written in Ksav Livnoi and Ksav Ashuris, so Memele, we can use even the drosche that is in the Ksavu Noye as a source for Aloha. Because both were nitten. Both Ksavim were nitten. The Ksavu Noye and Ksavu Shuvis. All right, that's it. Now, I think now we are reaching the Yonim of Nideh until today. So we discussed other Yonim. But now we are approaching the Yonim of Nideh. So the next year, I will tell you, what Sukkos, what Sifim Shochanot, you will have to go over, Sifim in the tour, you will have to go over in connection with the Sukkos in Sukkos. I'm sorry that I kept you so long.